This year's wildfire season began early and stretched late into the fall, and that's up the state's cost of managing fires, KUAC's Tim Ellis reports.
The state spent $66.6 million so far this fiscal year to fight fires in Alaska. State Forester Chris Mache says the State Forestry Division is spending overall more these days for fire suppression, both because the fires are starting earlier and the season is lasting longer, well into the fall. He says this past fire season started especially hot and heavy.
It was dry. To be honest, I was pretty concerned the way the fire season started this year, because May was an all-time record breaker for us. And off to a, depending on your perspective, a bad or a good start. If you're a firefighter, it was a good start because you were making lots of money. To everyone else, it was like, oh my God.
About 1.1 million acres have burned this year in the state. That makes 2010 the fourth most active fire season this decade. It's down from the nearly 3 million acres that burned in 2009 and well below the 6.5 million acre 2004 fire season and 2005's 4.7 million acres. Mache says the earlier and longer seasons mean the state is paying more for fire suppression, nearly $8.9 million this fiscal year for payroll. That's good news for Alaskans who depend on those firefighting wages. Businesses also are benefiting due to forestry paying more for contracts to lease equipment and facilities around the state.
Heavy equipment like cats. We're doing fire line rehab. We're hiring excavators and different pieces of equipment, you know, low boys to transport equipment. A lot of times we're hiring boats out in communities to transport firefighters and to, you know, get them around on the fire. So it's a whole variety.
Local governments also benefit. For example, the Forestry Division paid the Delta Greeley School District $32,000 last summer to lease an elementary school as a headquarters for suppressing the Gills Creek Fire near the Pogo Gold Mine. Hundreds of firefighters from around Alaska and other states camped on the high school's athletic fields. Forestry also leased the Delta Ice Hockey Arena for $14,000 to provide a place for fire personnel to sleep, eat, and shower while fighting Gills Creek and other area blazes. Delta City Manager Mike Twangy said those dollars went to good use.
What we use that money for is to just provide recreation for the community, so it's a win for everyone, really.
In Delta, I'm Tim Ellis.